A proposed ordinance in North Adams would levy fines against landlords who chose not to evict tenants known to be involved in drug activity. The ordinance was proposed by Councilor Keith Bona earlier this month as a method to curb drug activity in the city.
Put more responsibility on the landlord, where they just don't go out and rent to anybody. It's not all about just getting cash for rent, but actually putting in responsible and safe tenants. And, you know, there's been complaints over the years that we do have some property owners that, you know, they don't care who they have for tenants. And, you know, and they can really, you know, one bad apartment house on a neighborhood can, you know, really bring it down. So that was the main gist behind it.
Bona points to Buffalo, where landlords can be fined up to $5,000 for not evicting or making a concerted effort to evict people involved in drug use or trafficking. Two convictions in 1 year can be used as presumptive evidence for the eviction. Bona says he would rather not have fines against landlords, and certainly not for the first offense.
So minimally, which I think will pass, minimally what I'd like to happen is that if there is a raid or an arrest made at an apartment, that the landlord or property owner gets some kind of written notice from the public safety department stating that such and such person was arrested at such and such address. And that way the landlord now is aware that this happened.
Bona says landlords, especially those who may not live in or around North Adams, may be unaware an arrest happened at their property. He points to his parents who live in Vermont and own buildings in North Adams as a possible example. Bona says he is unsure of the legality of fining landlords and is looking to the city solicitor, who did not return a call seeking comment, for guidance.
Where the issue will come, and where I've heard, you know, mixed reviews, is I've heard it from landlords and I've heard it from, you know, the general residents. Some feel, well, you're finding the person guilty before they're convicted in court. And then others, landlords are saying, well, you're forcing the landlord to go through an eviction process, which they may not want. I'm not sure why a landlord would want to keep, you know, a known active drug dealer in their apartment.
The ordinance has been referred to the City Council's three-person public safety committee, of which Bona is a member. Bona says he understands evictions can be slow and cumbersome, which is why he doesn't think fines should be sought if the landlord starts the process. He says the city could also require language regarding rental properties, explaining that if arrests are made on site and drugs are found, the eviction process will start.
If it's in the lease that you can't have a dog or cat, and then the tenant actually sneaks in a dog or cat, it's not against the law to own a dog or a cat, but it is against the lease. So you can't evict a tenant based on having a pet. So if it's in the lease that there can be no arrest or drug activity at the building, to me, you don't need to be convicted to have be able to evict someone.
Bona says he expected and hoped for the slew of comments on media websites that have come with his proposal. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says, practically speaking, the proposal sounds good, but any final ordinance would need thorough legal vetting, pointing out that arrest is not conviction. The City Council's Public Safety Committee meets January 27th at 5:45 in North Adams City Hall. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.